Chuck O'Hare. You're watching another episode of Running with the Toad.
Hey, watch it, Richie.
Whoa.
Hey. What do you think you're doing?
Want to go for a run?
Sure, let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
All right, here we are, guys. Robert Demanik, as the Texas guys call him. We're with Big Doe over here. And where are we at?
We are out here at Lake Puskas and outside Oxford, Mississippi.
Just awesome.
Doing a nice little run.
How often do you guys run here?
Every other Sunday, we come out here, we do a long run. Yeah, we just do like anywhere from 90 minutes to 2 hours of running out here.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful out here.
Yeah. Beautiful. So why did you pick Ole Miss out of all the schools you went to? You're from Texas.
Yeah, I'm from Texas. Basically, I was just wanting to build a program. Whenever I played like video games growing up, I would always, like, if I played NCAA football, I would find the worst team in the game, and I would try to make them the best team, and I just do that with everything, and I really wanted to build something special, and Ole Miss presented itself with a great opportunity. They gave me a nice scholarship, and yeah, the rest is history.
You definitely did that. You guys are right now in probably the best years of Ole Miss track and field ever in the history of the school.
Yeah, for sure.
Walling just graduated, Craig Angles, you, Tobin, Demanik, you guys are like legends. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's good. It's good to be a part of that. What do you think is the key to that success? You know?
Yeah.
How'd you get all these big guys? Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest thing about our team is we make sure we're having fun, first and foremost. That's the most important thing.
Always.
If you're having fun and you're happy, you're probably gonna be running well. And there's no point in like being miserable while you're like running and stuff. So we try to make sure we're having fun.
Not fun, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So talk about that 3:54 you ran.
Oh.
What was that feeling? When you crossed the line, did you know you ran that fast? What's going through your head? Walk me through that.
I don't know, I was definitely scared because I've never broken it before and I've tried so many times, but
that was your first time breaking four?
That was my first time ever breaking four.
And it was a 3:54? What?
Yeah!
What?
Okay!
Holy cannoli.
Yeah, you know, I just, I was sort of struggling the last stretch, but you know, when I crossed the line and saw the time, I just didn't have any words because I honestly wanted to cry because, you know, I'd worked so hard for so many years just trying to just get under the barrier.
Yeah, and you
not run 3:54, just like run 3:59. But yeah, man,
amazing,
incredible.
That's crazy, that is incredible. What's the hardest workout you've ever done in your life?
I guess we had this one workout where we had 2x400, 2x400, 3x300, a 600, 3x300, 2x400. And in between each rep, we've only had like 100 meters jogging rest.
Jeez.
And I just got smoked that day. And I'd say that's probably the hardest one.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's tough. Bang, bang, we're gonna hit that speed round with Big Doe right here.
Let's do it.
Ask some questions here, real quick. All right, let's go. What is your favorite movie?
Caddyshack.
That was a good one. Favorite book, do you read?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Yes, classic, classic. What is your favorite, what's your running shoe?
I wear the Nike Glides.
Nike Glides?
Oh yeah.
What's your dream car?
Dream car, Austin Healey 3000.
Austin Healey 3000, yeet! What about favorite beer?
Ooh, you know, I've been on the Michelob Ultra train lately,
hey.
So I gotta get that mom beer.
Okay, what is your, who's your runner crush?
My runner crush? Whew. Genevieve Lacaz.
Hey, she's a babe. if you were to meet one famous person ever, who would it be and why?
Shoot, Clint Eastwood. You know what? Scratch that. Justin Timberlake. Love him. You know, great actor, great singer. He's funny. He's good looking.
Got it all.
He's got the full package.
Got it all. Good answer.
Heck yeah.
Good answer. Favorite pre-race meal?
Ooh, I like to go with maybe some angel hair with some salmon.
Ah.
I'm all about that salmon before a race.
That fish.
Eat.
Fun fact about yourself, non-running related.
Ooh, diehard New York Jets fan. JTS, baby.
Jets. why? You're from Texas.
Well, my dad, he was born in New York. My grandfather was a season's ticket holder when they were the New York Titans.
Okay.
So wow. I just grew up watching the Jet game.
So you run a 354, you're probably gonna go pro, but you know, what's your thinking? What do you think about that?
You know, I'm hoping to join a professional group. You know, I have the ones that I'd like to join, but I'm not gonna specifically say what. But you know, I'm open to anything really. But you know, if I don't happen to get a big offer from like one of the good professional groups and stuff, we've always thought about making the Rebel Track Club here in Oxford maybe. And you know, we wanna basically all buy vans, buy some land, make our own little RV park and just train every day and enjoy each other's company.
Talk about amazing, that'd be unreal. Who do you think would be in this group?
All right, we'd have Sean Tobin, myself, Manahan, he's already got the van.
Yeah,
and the mighty man with the mullet, Craig Engels, of course.
Craig Engels. Be amazing, it'll be amazing. All right, you got any questions for me, man? Your chance, ask me anything you want.
All right, so, you know, you travel a lot of places through work and various trips and jobs and stuff. What's your favorite place that you visited?
By far, hands down, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, baby. Hotty toddy.
Hotty toddy. No, he's true. Everything he said is incredible here. The atmosphere with the team, the environment. I love it. I come back a couple times every year just to come hang out with the guys, run with them a little bit, have some fun. So I do love it here. Penn State, my heart will always be there. You know, I went there, and Happy Valley is literally the happiest place ever. My mom always says, you know, where do you want to go on vacation this year? I always tell her Happy Valley, and she laughs. But I do love it. That's it. But I think it's time for you to go home, dude. Like,
right,
show's
fine.
Over.
All
go
right,
home.
Fine,
don't you have
right.
a home? All right, time to go to bed. Go home. All right.